In a case that seems like it could be out of the plot of a movie, a man named William Woods, who was locked up for nearly 2 years, including a stint in a psychiatric hospital, all while he insisted another man had stolen his identity, has finally been released. This after a DNA test proved a man in Wisconsin was pretending to be Woods for decades. Joining us now is LA Times reporter Brittany Mejia, who's done a deep dive on the story. Brittany, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can you explain a little bit about how William Woods ended up being charged with the crime when he reported his own identity as being stolen?
Yeah, this is actually probably one of the crazier cases I've ever worked on. This is a case of a man, as you mentioned, his name is William Woods. He actually was arrested by police here in Los Angeles and accused of stealing someone's identity, when in fact this other person had stolen his identity in 1988 when they worked together at a hot dog cart in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so this was a guy who took over with his identity. He got employment, insurance, social security number, driver's license, titles, loans, and credit using William Woods' name, when in fact this other guy's real name was Matthew Kearns.
Your piece was riveting. My main question is, when William Woods tried to reclaim his identity, he wasn't believed. He was actually forced to serve time for a crime that he did not commit. So why do police say that he wasn't believed in the first place?
Yeah, that's the part that was so interesting. And one of the things I've tried to push in on in this case is asking the LAPD how this all unfolded. But basically, William Woods went into a bank, tried to close some accounts in 2019, told them that someone else had opened them in his name. And the bank, suspicious, like, ended up calling the number on the bank account, which was Matthew Kieran's number. And he tells them, you know, no one should have access to my account. They believe Matthew Kearns over William Woods. The police also seemingly believes Matthew Kearns over William Woods. They speak with Kearns. He faxes them a copy of his fraudulent documents, social security card, Wisconsin's driver's license, Kentucky birth certificate. Then they turn around and arrest William Woods. I think one of the sadder aspects of the case is William was in court telling people, I am not Matthew Kearns, like, I'm William Woods. And people thought he was just mentally unwell. His public defender actually even said that she didn't think he was competent to stand trial. And so a judge ordered him to a psychiatric hospital.
Can you explain exactly how the information about William Woods' life was transferred to Kearns?
So when I actually was able to reach William and we connected, and he was basically telling me his life story. And back in 1988, he was working at this hot dog cart. And he had been working there for years when Matthew Kieran started there in the same business. And William had never, like, really interacted with him. And then William's wallet went missing. And he, like, suspected that Kieran had taken the wallet. They kind of got into, like, an altercation. William ended up getting the wallet back. And he said he felt reassured because his social security card was still in there. His birth certificate was still inside. So he didn't think anything had happened. Fast forward, and, you know, he comes to realize that from that point, it seems like Matthew Kearns had taken over his whole identity in his life.
Matthew Kearns used this false identity for more than 30 years. He got married. He had a child under this fake name. Do we have any idea what led him to continue this? Was there something he was trying to possibly leave behind in his past?
That's what struck me. I mean, in his plea agreement, Kearns told investigators that, you know, he'd run away from home at 16, traveled across the country, had stolen a car in San Francisco, been arrested in Oregon, but never appeared in court. But there was nothing in the plea agreement or nothing in his listed in the criminal history that was so outrageous or so alarming that you would think he'd need to run away from it. And so that's the aspect I think that has really gripped people, is like, why do this? Like, to what end?
So where are both Woods and Kearns at this point in time?
Kieran thought that case is still in progress, but in William Woods' case, an LA Superior Court judge vacated his conviction, what he had pleaded no contest to. Basically, the judge said he was more than happy to sign the order vacating the conviction and just basically commenting on how crazy the case was. And I actually talked to William after, and he was like, I mean, I'm happy, but he was like, I knew I was innocent. I think it's been striking to see how this case has played out and also will continue to play out.
Brittany Mejia, the reporter with the Los Angeles Times, following the story for us. Thank you so much for reporting on it, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.